Welcome to Santa Cruz Naturalist. I'm Emily Donham, and this week on our show, we're headed out for a walk through the UCSC Arboretum with ornithologist Theodora Block to learn more about golden-crowned sparrows.
My name is Theodora Block, and I am an ornithologist studying bird behavior. I'm getting my PhD in the Department of Ecology and Evolutionary Biology at UC Santa Cruz.
Here we are at the UCSC Arboretum, where you study the golden-crowned sparrow.
Yeah, exactly. Every year, we band golden-crowned sparrows. They're small brown birds, and as their name hints, they have a beautiful black and gold crown on the top of their heads. So it makes them easier to spot.
So these birds are being studied here in the Arboretum, but they're also common around Santa Cruz, right? And can you tell listeners where they might be able to see golden-crowned sparrows?
Yeah, so golden-crowned sparrows are migratory, which means they don't spend all year here. They fly from Alaska to Santa Cruz and arrive around September. And so they're a really common bird here in winter. And they're all over the place. You can see them in your backyard, in fields along the coast, especially at the Arboretum. But most areas where there's a field or a nice backyard, you can find some.
And what is it that is so interesting about golden-crowned sparrows?
So we've discovered a ton of interesting things about the sparrows that we had no idea about. So for example, they form these complex social groups. So they form communities of about 20 birds, and they spend almost all of their time only socializing within that community. And we discovered this through something called social network analysis, sort of a little like Facebook, which basically helps us understand how birds are connected with each other. And so they have these complicated groups, and within the groups, they like to come back year after year to the same spots and spend time with the same individual birds. So I find a lot of people are amazed that when they look in their backyard, it's likely the same birds coming back to your yard year after year. Along with their social networks,